Welcome, welcome, and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the program. It's Rob Zacharias, Rob Zacharias Show. We are live. And I don't know. We're doomed. That's it. We're doomed. I'll say it again. I've said it many times. We are doomed. That's what we are. So right now, in the House of Representatives, they are having a sit down. Or I guess you would call it a sit in. Just pandemonium. Just pandemonium going on in our in our country today. Let's see. Trump gives a speech where he's going after Hillary Clinton on all the corrupt things that she's done. Not going back to Whitewater, but just her time in the office of Secretary of State. So he gives this big speech. Rubio, little Marco, he does what your normal politician would do, which is be a complete forget flip flopper, just a complete BSer, like beyond BSer, and I'm referring to him now running for re-election. Remember, he wasn't going to run for re-election. That was the whole appeal of Marco Rubio. I mean, it's obvious that what he did was a campaign ploy. It was a gimmick. It was worse than Cruz picking a vice president before he even got the nomination. So Rubio is now running for re-election, even though during the whole primaries, he was saying, I'm not running for re-election. That's how important running for president is. It's this or bust. And now he comes out and goes, I'm running for re-election. Because if Donald Trump wins, somebody has got to be in the office of someone's got to be in the Senate to rein him in. And I'm the guy that can do. You're the guy. You're little Marco. What are you talking about? You're the guy. You ain't reining anybody in, stupid. You're not reining anybody in. And then to top it all off, you got the House right now. You got the House. They're not doing anything. They're it's so funny listening to CNN and the other news channels compare this to the 60s, because I guess this was led by John Lewis, Congressman Lewis, who is famous for, you know, the Selma March, and, you know, like when sit-ins and protesting, and it was a big deal. Civil rights, Martin Luther King, you know. It was a big effing deal. And now it's a bunch of rich people. I mean, come on. Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi's holding hands with other members of Congress and they're having a sit-in. You're like, here's this multi-millionaire. and remember, the Democrats controlled the government. They controlled the government in 08, 2009, 2010. The first couple years of Obama's presidency, they controlled the government. They could have done whatever they wanted. Now they're outraged. Now Nancy Pelosi's wearing an armband, a rainbow armband, because she stands with the homosexuals. She stands with the homosexuals because they were slaughtered by a deranged homosexual, a repressed homosexual. This is just unbelievable. Unbelievable. It's unbelievable. The only way Democrats are able to pull this stuff off is because they control the media. That's it. It's the only way. It's the only way. It's the only way. They control the media. As we listed out from CNN to NBC to ABC, they control the executives in those places. They control the decision makers. Remember, ABC News, you know, the news wing, the political news wing, it's George Stephanopoulos. That's Clinton's boy. That was Clinton's boy. It was his wonder kid. The only way Democrats get away with this is because they control the media. They should be getting pounded. They should be getting pounded. Reporter after reporter, journalist after journalist. They should be getting pounded. They should be getting pounded. I'm telling you, they're nails that should be getting pounded into wood. They really should be. They should be being told, guys, why now? What's changed now? You controlled the government for the first 3 years of Obama's administration. Why didn't you do this in those first 3 years? Now you're in the minority. Now you're breaking rules. You're upset because you're not getting what you want. So you're going to break the rules and demand you be given what you want. But when you controlled the government, then you could have done whatever you wanted. You didn't. And nobody's going after any of you. Nobody's going after Clyburn. Nobody's going after Steny Hoyer. Nobody's going after Nancy Pelosi. Instead, it's Republicans' fault. It's your fault. Your fault. It's all your fault. This is bizarre. It's just bizarre. It's bizarre. We are in like another universe. We really are. Really are. So all of this is going on. All of this is going on. And you know more is coming. You know more stuff is gonna happen today. Just feels like one of those days. Feels like one of those days. It does. Just feels like one of those days. But it is amazing. The Democrats get away with just, it's, I mean, just again, imagine you have all of this gun control and hate crime. You have all of this happening, and nobody's talking about the real problem, which is radical Islam. It's like having It's like having a cancer. It's like having prostate cancer. Okay? It's like having prostate cancer. But they don't treat the prostate cancer. They don't treat it. They just give you some aspirin. they give you some Tylenol. And you're like, what about my prostate cancer? Well. Just take some Tylenol. Well, what's the Tylenol going to do? Well, it's going to not make your joints hurt anymore in your hand. Well, okay. But what about my prostate cancer? Ah, you know, don't worry about that. Don't worry. I mean, it's just bizarre. Bizarre. So, and Democrats get away with it. Why do they get away with it? Because they control the media. They control the media. And you got billionaires. Billionaires. Like Mark Cuban not understanding this. Yesterday, I called him the billionaire dummy. And there's non-billionaire dummies. A lot of people don't understand it. They're like Mark Cuban. Well, you got Drudge Report. What are you talking about? They're media. The Democrats don't control the media. Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. That's how you get away with this. That's how you get away with this. That's how you get away with the president. That's how you get away with the president, which, again, you have his attorney general, you have his FBI scrubbing 9/11 phone calls. Remember that. Remember that. Yesterday, they re-released the 9/11 transcripts. They re-released it. And they said, okay, we're going to let you guys read the real words of Omar Mateen, where he says, Abu Abagadadi. But we're still not going to let you see where he says Allah. We're going to say God. Well, he didn't say God. He said Allah. Allah Akbar. So it's like they still edited the transcripts. They still edited transcripts. And remember, Trump's Hitler. Trump's a fascist. Remember that. Having a President Trump, we're all going to be imprisoned. He's going to ban the media. He's going to have press conferences that are controlled. Think about the information that he's not going to let out to the people because... What are you talking about? Obama does it now. But again, somehow, well, it's not somehow because the media is controlled by the Democrats, Obama. When this stuff happens, it never comes from Obama. It comes from Loretta Lynch at the Justice Department. And somehow she's an independent of the President of the United States. Somehow, she decides what she wants to do, along with James Comey at the FBI. Obama, he's not involved whatsoever. It's just amazing. It is, and because the media is controlled by Dems, because everybody that works in the media is a Democrat. Every one of them. Every facet of the media. You never, ever hear anybody questioning this goofy, just bizarre logic, excuses, reasoning. No one. Something like this happens. The 9/11 transcripts come out. They're redacted. We all know what the terrorist said. We all know what he said. But the paper comes out. And when we look at the words on the paper, they're edited. They're edited. We go, when what about the spot? Well, we're not gonna print. What do you mean you're not gonna print that? What do you mean you're not gonna print that? Well, who decided on that? I did. You, Loretta Lynn. Yes, I myself. No one else. Yeah, I did. I was sitting in my office. And I went, this is what I'm going to do. Oh, okay. Sure. It's just, again, it's just amazing. And they don't release the audio tapes. Don't release, why won't they release the audio tapes? Release the audio tapes. They don't release the audio tape. No one wants to release the audio tapes. I've heard audio tapes of O.J. Simpson. I mean, imagine all the tapes that you have heard in 9/11. I mean, 9/11 cave. Whenever someone calls the police, hello, this is dispatch. Yeah, hi. I like to report this. We don't hear. Nope. Can't hear it. Can't hear it. Remember, I told you the modus operandi of this administration. Something happens, rather it's UC Merced, terrorist stabbings, rather it's Fort Hood and workplace violence. Remember, we get hit by a terrorist. This administration dodges, weaves. They don't admit what it is. They're not sure. They don't know. They're still investigating. You know, they go through the normal rope-a-dope stuff. And then as the weeks go on, and months, hell, years, information slowly dribbles out to the point where they finally go, hey, you know what? That incident over there, yeah, it was terror. Yeah, it was a terror attack. Yeah. I remember Fort Hood, they never, ever came out and said it was a terror attack. Said it was workplace violence. And because of that, families couldn't get benefits. They couldn't get benefits for the ones who were killed. The families had to sue. And eventually, it got changed to terror, and the families were able to get benefits. But, I mean, this is the modus operandi. This is the modus operandi. UC Merced, we talked about this before. They didn't release the name. They didn't release who the person was for almost 2 days. Then they finally did. We found a backpack. Oh, then it had an ISIS letter. Okay, yeah, it was a terrorist. But by that time, when this stuff gets dragged out, you forget about stuff. You forget about stuff. It's over. It's done. We don't live in a world where we get information on a Monday and then we savor that information like it's a juicy steak. And we savor it and we love it and we rub it all over ourselves. We devour information, and an hour later, we want new information. So whatever information we get on a Monday, by that night, it's gone. We got new information. We forget what we processed. It's over. So if somebody says this attack or this incident or whatever was because of the Tooth Fairy combined with Santa Claus, and we're told that over and over and over and over and over again, no matter where we turn, no matter what we read, no matter what we see, we're told, Tooth Fairy, Santa Claus, Tooth Fairy, Santa Claus. So then we process it, put it in the back of our minds, and it's gone. So a month later, a year later, someone goes, hey, it wasn't the Tooth Fairy and Santa Claus. It was Abu Dhabi. We go, what? Oh, yeah, all right, yeah, whatever. What are you talking about? Remember that stabbing? Remember that gun? Okay, great. Goodbye. Done with you. That's where we are. That's where we are. That's where we are. So we don't get information. we get nothing. We get nothing. And the Dems get away with it. The president gets away with it. They all get away with it. They control the media. They control the Gloria Borgers. The Gloria Borgers. Wolf Blitzers. George Stephanopoulos. Ay, ay, ay. So there. That's what's happening. That's what's happening. It's lunacy, I tell you. It's lunacy. It's lunacy. So Trump's gave the speech. We're going to break that down. Let's take a break. And when we come back, we'll talk about what he said. We'll talk about, you know, not for nothing, but a bunch of stuff happened yesterday and the day before, and the media refuses to talk about it. So we'll kind of get all of that, we'll flush all that out in the next segment. How's that? Can we do that? All right. What I want to do before going into our break is I want to debut new Baked Alaska song. Good stuff. It's not a Trump song. It's not a Trump song. Okay. It's a pro police, pro military song. Okay. And it dropped last night. It did. It dropped last night. I seen it come on Twitter. It was like new Baked Alaska song. And I said, oh, I got to play it tomorrow on the show. I got to debut it for all the people. I need them to listen. So we're going to debut new Baked Alaska song. We love our... All right. Rob Zicari Show will be right back in, what do you figure, 2 minutes and 40 seconds. Don't go away.
Yes. Thanks to Alaska. We love our cops, our law enforcement.
I can't call up the man, can't call up the man with the plan. When I'm on the run, when I'm on the run, all I gotta do is dial 911. We love the cops, a law enforcement. We love the military, air enforcement. We love the cops, a law enforcement. We love the military, air enforcement. And when I'm in a jam, when I'm in a jam, I know that I can call up the man, can call up the man with the plan. When I'm on the run, when I'm on the run. Keep us safe, when they keep us safe, you know they make America a